think protesters should be dressing up as the beloved characters of children's TV
shows. I like where your head's at. Let me expand on it a little bit. Hey, nerds. How many of you out there are too dangerous to be considered safe for society? What I mean by this is those of you that grew up watching The King of Random on YouTube and learned an ungodly amount of science projects that could screw somebody's day up exponentially. Like, everyone talks about the blue-collar workers and how dangerous they would be if they took their trade and put that into a protest. But, like, have y'all seen some of the shit these nerds, like, bring to the table? Like, I know a guy who can straight up just build an EMP. I know another guy that can just make gunpowder. Now, you combine that with the fact that a lot of these nerds that use 3D printers can make a fully functioning Iron Man suit, of course, without the bells and whistles, but I'm sure they wouldn't need much. Like, these people are the definition of Tony Stark built this in a cave with a box of scraps. They are taking plastic soda bottles, right, turning them into filament, and making an Iron Man suit. Like, I really, really think if we just added in a little bit of creativity into these protests, holy shit, they wouldn't know what to do. Like, I'm talking if somebody just 3D printed a shitload of frickin' Spartan shields and we just had the protesters marching inward at them with a shield barricade protecting them. Like, there's no way. There's no way. That's what they're scared of. They're scared of us working together. A lot of these protests, you'll see people just smashing shit by themselves or whatever else. That's not going to get the message across. You need to make them scared. You destroying shit isn't scary. You marching at them with a shield, like, barricade? That's pretty freaking scary. And, like, I know there's a ton of nerds in these protests that have 3D printers. Even if you just got a handful of them together to print parts individually, it would take maybe a couple of hours before we had somebody with a full suit of armor on the front lines. Just saying, we can make this shit happen. We're just choosing to tear shit up. This is the beginning of it. If it gets to the point where we feel like we are genuinely in danger no matter what we do, you're pushing a bear with razor sharp claws and like an MG42 into a corner and telling it, you need to listen. Like, of all the bad ideas, has nobody seen Revenge of the Nerds? Seriously. Just waiting. Anyways, that's my two cents.